Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Our mission, as always, is to take a complex stack of sources, articles, research, you name it, and just boil it all down into immediate, actionable expertise for you. And today, we are tackling a really common digital pain point. I mean, you've poured time, money, everything into making your website look great. The design's perfect, the copy is sharp, but visitors, they arrive, they browse, and then they vanish.
Yep.
You're struggling to turn that traffic into actual customers.
It's what we call the trust deficit. I mean, in today's digital world, consumer skepticism is just, it's incredibly high. You can boast about your product all you want, but people are looking for real signals from third parties.
Right.
And if they don't see immediate evidence that other people trust you, they just, you know, they move on.
And that brings us right to the solution we're unpacking today. Social proof tools. These are basically the engines that automate that trust signal.
Exactly. They prove that other people have already bought in or loved the product or signed up for the service.
Okay, so let's unpack that core concept. What exactly is social proof in a marketing context? Because, you know, the tools might sound technical, but the idea behind it is just, it's human psychology.
That's completely right. It's fundamentally a psychological phenomenon. It's rooted in validation. It's just that natural tendency for people to look at what other people are doing, their actions and opinions, to figure out what they should do themselves. And this is especially true online, right? Where we don't have that physical context. And there's often this sense of risk.
So if I'm on a site and I see, you know, 10,000 people have already subscribed to a newsletter, or that 5 people just bought the exact same sweater I'm looking at, that's the mechanism at work.
Precisely. That little bit of shared behavior, it just lowers the decision barrier. And our sources really define 2 major types of proof these tools handle. There's the real-time activity, like live purchases, and then there's the more rich, verifiable content.
You mentioned rich content. We see a lot about UGC for the listener. That's user-generated content, right? Like photos, reviews, videos that are made by the actual customer.
Absolutely. UGC is authentic validation. That, along with things like ratings and testimonials, it builds long-term credibility. The live purchase notifications, on the other hand, they're more focused on immediate urgency.
I see.
Implementing either one on your website, it builds instant credibility and it tangibly influences purchasing decisions.
So our mission for this deep dive is to review how this automation actually works, talk about the strategic reasons you should care, and then, you know, dive deep into 8 of the best solutions out there, curated based on the reliability features and what users are saying.
Yep. By the end, you'll be well equipped to find the perfect conversion boosting strategy for your site.
All right, let's get into it.
So this mechanism of trust, it's just vital. When a shopper lands on a brand new site, they're highly skeptical. Social proof, it acts like a psychological shortcut. It lowers that defense almost instantly by just showing evidence of other people's positive choices.
I get the psychology part, but, you know, I could just post a static testimonial myself. How do these specialized tools go beyond, say, a manual screenshot or a little text box I code myself?
And this is where the tech comes in, and it's actually less complicated than it sounds. These social proof tools are specialized software. They're designed to automate the continuous collection and display of live user activity data.
Like purchases and signups.
Exactly. Purchases, signups, even real-time visitor counts. They basically turn all this inert data into dynamic, persuasive communication.
So how do they actually connect to my business systems, you know, my storefront or my CRM?
Well, when we talk about integration, there are generally 2 ways to do it. The easiest is just adding a simple snippet of JavaScript to your website's header. That lets the tool watch user behavior directly. But the more robust method is connecting via something like a lightweight API key or a webhook. This pulls verified data directly from your core systems, your e-commerce platform, your CRM, you know, your customer relationship management system. That ensures the data being shown is authentic and real-time.
That real-time aspect feels really powerful, but it also brings up a friction point for me. Doesn't this run the risk of feeling a bit intrusive or even fake? How do the top-tier tools make sure they're showing verified, authentic activity and not just, you know, inflated numbers?
That is such a critical question. The best tools, they have very strict verification protocols. They don't just record a click. They're recording a completed transaction or a validated signup that's pulled directly from a secured database.
Ah, I see.
They also allow for something called frequency capping, which prevents the notifications from becoming annoying, you know, just popping up constantly.
Right.
The ability to control how often and to whom those notifications appear, that's what ensures it's a personalized experience and not just an overwhelming bombardment.
That targeted personalized feedback, That's what separates a generic pop-up from a genuine trust builder.
Okay, let's pivot to strategy. Why should you, our listener, care enough to dedicate budget and time to one of these platforms? Especially when, like I said, simple testimonials can be done manually.
The benefits really fall into three key areas that drive strategic growth and, importantly, address scalability. First up, it's about automation and credibility at scale.
Okay.
Showcasing trust used to be a total time sink. You're chasing testimonials, manually updating purchase counts. These tools streamline all of that. They automatically refresh and highlight recent customer activity, building instant high-volume credibility without you having to constantly oversee it.
So it's about making the display of trust scalable, no matter how much traffic you have. What's the second big benefit that goes beyond just, you know, showing things? The second is actionable analytics. These tools are much more than just display engines. They're powerful conversion rate optimization, or CRO, levers. They give you data that reveals which notifications, which wording, or even which display format is driving the most engagement and conversions.
Mm.
You can then A/B test your social proof messages and continuously refine your strategy based on hard data.
So this isn't just about showing pop-ups. It's about getting the data to fine-tune your messaging and really understand what validates your audience the most.
Exactly. And that leads directly to the third and honestly the most important benefit, measurable growth. For any brand that's implementing a broader digital marketing strategy, whether you're a small e-commerce seller or a big B2B SaaS company, integrating social proof acts as a huge catalyst for measurable growth.
Right.
It provides a proven, demonstrable boost to conversion rates that you can track against your overall objectives, and that translates directly to ROI.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting. Let's do the deep dive into the specifics. We've got 8 tools here from the source material, and they fall pretty neatly into 2 strategic camps.
Yeah, you have the ones focused on rich content collection, and then the ones focused purely on that real-time urgency.
And we really need to look beyond just the feature list and see who each tool is built for.
Right.
So let's start with Group A, the UGC and testimonial collectors. These are all about gathering and leveraging authentic customer stories for the long term.
First up is Embed Social. This is positioned as a complete UGC platform. Its whole function is collecting and displaying your social media feeds, reviews, and customer stories.
Okay, so what's the strategic takeaway for Embed Social? Who needs this?
This is built for brands where that visual authenticity and reputation are just paramount. So think like fashion, travel, or complex products where seeing is believing. Its key strength is automation. It automatically pulls in authentic testimonials from social media and Google reviews. And crucially, it has AI-powered review management. And for brands focused on global reach, it's designed to be mobile responsive and even ADA compliant.
And the pricing.
It's a freemium model. Paid plans start at $29 a month.
That's a powerful offering for any brand that's heavy on Instagram or TikTok engagement. Okay, moving to the second in this group, Feedback Link.
Feedback Link is more of a specialist. It focuses specifically on actively collecting and leveraging high-quality, structured customer feedback as social proof. It gives you flexible display options, like a wall of proof or a carousel slider for testimonials.
So while Embed Social is like scraping social feeds, Feedback Link is actively asking for and curating these high-impact quotes.
That's the key difference. It curates impactful testimonials that are designed to integrate really cleanly into your sales pages. Pricing starts at $19 a month, so it's very competitive for its niche.
But the trade-off?
Well, the key distinction is that it completely lacks the broader real-time notification tracking that we're about to see in our next group. It is content first, all the way.
All right, let's shift gears now into Group B, the real-time conversion drivers. This is the urgency-focused crew, where validation happens through live pop-ups and notifications.
And we'll start with proof. This tool displays real-time social proof notifications of customer activity, all designed to directly increase conversion rates.
So who's the ideal user for proof? I mean, given its pricing.
This is definitely built for enterprise-level SaaS or high-volume e-commerce, places where conversion rate optimization is a dedicated full-time job and the budget reflects that. It's positioned as a premium solution, and it has robust A/B testing and really deep conversion insights.
Okay.
It supports multi-domain management from a single account, and it's pretty easy for non-technical teams to set up. But yeah, their pricing, it starts relatively high at $79 a month, and the source notes, it has no free plan or trial, which kind of signals its focus on professional, committed CRO efforts.
Got it. Okay, next is FOMO. The name pretty much gives away the goal here, fear of missing out.
Yep, FOMO is purely dedicated to displaying live, real-time customer interactions, purchases, signups, even just page views. It's highly customizable, offers advanced targeting rules, and has a great analytics dashboard.
And the feel of it.
It's fast, user-friendly, and perfect for businesses looking for those immediate, strong urgency signals. It starts at $25 a month, and there's a free trial available.
Then we have ProofSource.
ProofSource is super versatile and accessible. It's designed for streaming recent customer behaviors as notifications. It's quick to set up, highly customizable, and instantly boosts trust. They also offer advanced analytics for optimization.
And its advantage.
The strategic advantage here is accessibility. ProofSource operates on a freemium model with paid plans starting at a really modest $21 a month. That makes it a very strong contender for mid-sized businesses.
Okay, let's move on to TrustPulse. This sounds like a solid choice for a business that's just starting out or maybe on a tighter budget.
It is. It's marketed as being powerful, but also remarkably beginner-friendly for automated real-time notifications. The focus is on a straightforward setup and showing verified activity to rapidly increase your conversion rates.
And integrations.
It works smoothly with popular platforms like WordPress, Shopify, WooCommerce, but the most compelling factor is its affordability. It starts at just $5 a month. This is the budget-friendly entry point for anyone wanting that core real-time functionality without sacrificing platform compatibility.
Well, that $5 entry point is incredibly compelling for a small business. Okay, what about Wyzer Notify?
Wyzer Notify, it aims for a bit more strategic sophistication. It does this through intelligent targeting and a really diverse set of designs. It boasts over 50 customizable design templates, strong A/B testing, and a huge time saver, automatic form capture.
Interesting. Who's that for?
If you run a high traffic site and you need that visual flexibility and optimization, this is a top candidate. It starts at $16 a month with a free trial.
50 templates is impressive for brands that need strong visual consistency and brand control. Okay, finally, let's look at Nudgeify.
Nudgeify, as the name implies, it uses these subtle nudges, you know, notifications, to gently guide users toward conversion rather than using aggressive pop-ups. It has an intuitive nudge builder, flexible display rules, and even features like a stock data feed. It's highly flexible and very affordable, starting at just $9 a month.
So it's for sites that want a smoother, less intrusive user experience.
Exactly.
That is a powerful, highly differentiated list. But knowing which one to actually pick is the critical next step. We need like a clear decision framework for the listener to apply all this.
Absolutely. And the decision framework has to start by evaluating your strategic goals. You have to figure out what type of social proof is going to resonate most powerfully with your target audience.
Okay, let's run a couple of hypotheticals for our listeners. Let's say I'm running a niche e-commerce site on Shopify selling custom high-end shoes.
Yeah.
What should I prioritize?
Okay, for that, you should prioritize Group A. The UGC collectors like Embed Social or Feedback Link. High-end custom products rely so heavily on visualizing the product in the real world and seeing those detailed glowing reviews that justify the price point.
Right.
A fleeting "someone just bought this" notification is way less persuasive than a rich, high-quality customer photo.
Okay, counter scenario. I'm managing signups for a high-traffic B2B newsletter or maybe a freemium SaaS offering.
Then you lean heavily into the real-time conversion drivers, specifically ones with advanced targeting and analytics like Proof or FOMO.
Why is that?
Well, B2B often has a longer sales cycle, and showing real-time signups validates the community and the perceived value of the information. Since your conversion metric is just a signup, you want high-volume verified activity displayed. You might even use a budget entry point like TrustPulse just to test the concept first before you invest in the higher-end analytics platform.
Right. And the second key criterion you mentioned earlier was technical fit and integration. How important is this, really, beyond just pasting in that basic JavaScript snippet?
Oh, it's vital. I mean, for long-term efficiency and data integrity, you have to ensure the tool integrates smoothly with your existing systems, not just displaying, but feeding verified data in and out. If the solution doesn't play nicely with your CRM or your email platform, you're just creating technical debt and you lose out on personalized targeting capabilities.
So it has to enhance, not complicate, your existing workflows.
Exactly.
And finally, beyond the basics, we have to look at the data side of things.
Yes. Look for tools that offer detailed analytics and A/B testing capabilities. If you can't test whether, say, a green notification converts better than a blue one, or whether purchase notifications outperform sign-up notifications, you are just leaving optimization money on the table. And scalability is also non-negotiable. Choose a platform that can handle bursts of traffic without slowing down your site.
This has been a fascinating breakdown. The core takeaway for me is just undeniable. Leveraging the psychology of social proof is absolutely crucial for improving conversion rates in this, you know, highly competitive digital landscape.
Mm-hmm.
These tools really address shopper skepticism head on by proving that real people are engaging with your brand and they do it efficiently.
And looking ahead, the demand for genuine validation is only going to increase. We should expect to see rapid advancements in AI-powered personalization, where tools get even smarter about showing the most relevant proof to the right person at exactly the right time.
So more sophisticated methods.
Way more sophisticated methods of gathering and displaying authentic social proof, especially UGC, will be key to establishing sustainable long-term brand equity.
That's a strong strategic vision. You know, we focused heavily on those real-time drivers today, but your final point kind of forces us to ask this question, something for you to mull over. If real-time notifications are fleeting and momentary, is the future combining the immediate urgency of tools like FOMO with the rich, lasting authenticity of UGC platforms like Embed Social? Integrating both that instant validation and that rich endorsement, I think that's where the real lasting conversion mastery lies. This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.